our economy is doing, Alaska's always going to see a seasonal upswing in employment because we are the most seasonal state in the country.
Unemployment rates are higher than last year, but seasonal employment in the Upper Lynn Canal ramps up this month. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more, up next. Governor Sean Parnell is asking Southeast Native leaders for their help in the fight against domestic violence. He told Tlingit, Haida, and other leaders attending a Capital City forum earlier this month that abuse and assault can no longer be tolerated or ignored.
We've got to change our way of thinking in this state. Domestic violence and sexual assault are crimes. There are just no two ways about it. How we deal with that in each of our cultures and villages, that can be different, but we just have to recognize, every one of us, that it's going on around us and it's wrong.
Parnell has proposed legislation he says will reduce violence against women and children. Several lawmakers have proposed related measures, which would expand the number of shelters and service programs. The governor discussed the effort at a Native Issues Forum at Juneau's Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall. He asked for support for budget increases that would help villages offer women and children some of the same protections as cities.
It's difficult for Alaskans that live in my hometown to understand what it's like to pick up a phone when you need help in your house and not have somebody respond within a few minutes. Most people in Juneau, Anchorage, Fairbanks can pick up their phone and get police help within 5 or 10 minutes. When you have to wait for days for that kind of help in the villages, that's just wrong. And it is unsafe to live like that.
Parnell proposes adding 15 village public safety officers to help rural communities. He asked leaders to turn to traditional cultural values to help fight violence and other forms of abuse.
One of those values I love is respect. Respect for the land and its abundance, and respect for each other. We must ensure that respect invades every home. We must make it a part of our statewide culture to choose respect. So I'm asking you to get involved, to participate in events in your individual communities. Please lead by example, lead by numbers, and let's lead in choosing respect.
The governor is supporting a series of marches to raise awareness of domestic violence and sexual assault on Wednesday, March 31st. Alaska's unemployment rate dropped about 0.3% in January, according to the State Labor Department. 8.5% of the state's workforce was out of a job. The comparable national rate for January was 9.7%. Labor economist Neil Fried says it shows Alaska's economy is still more resilient than most states. The jobless rate in January and February is usually the highest of the year. Alaska starts adding jobs in March.
No matter how our economy is doing, Alaska's always going to see a seasonal upswing in employment because we are the most seasonal state in the country, and that happens every year. And I don't think that's necessarily a reflection of our job market. That's just a reflection of the nature of our economy.
But Fried says the job market will be more competitive this spring. While he says more people will be going back to work beginning this month, the upswing probably will not be as strong as it was last year.
You know, there are more people out there looking for work for a number of reasons. One is because of the national job market, fewer people here have left than may have left in previous years. More people are heading north looking for opportunities, and our economy has slowed down some. And I don't think that's going to broadly change, other than the fact that, yes, a lot of people will go back to work, but it's going to be more competitive to find that job this summer or this spring, I think, than it was last year.
Unemployment in January was lowest in urban areas. Juneau was 7.3%, Anchorage 7.5%, and Kodiak about the same. In rural Alaska, it was in the double digits, not unusual for the winter months. In Haines, the unemployment rate was 14.6% in January, up from 13.3% at the same time last year. That translates to 158 people without jobs out of 1,079 people in the Haynesboro labor force. In Skagway, January 2010 unemployment was 21.6%, up from 19.4% in January of last year. That means 105 of Skagway's 487-person labor force is currently unemployed. In January 2009, Alaska's unemployment was 7.8%. The nationwide rate was just 0.1% higher. We'll be right back. Northern Lynn Canal Drama, Debate, and Forensics teams closed their season with several state placements and one student moving on to a national tournament. The Alaska State Competition brought 20 high school DDF teams from around Alaska to Anchorage earlier in the month. Brandy Mayo and Alexis Greaser represented Skagway, with Tegan Baldwin as their coach.
We placed for the duet fifth place, and Brandy Mayo also placed for her expository speech fifth place. Really pretty good, actually, for all the schools that were there and only having two kids.
More than 20 teams were competing in each of the 14 different categories.
They entered into three different events apiece. Brandy entered into extemporaneous commentary, which is a really quick study and make up a speech. And she also entered expository speaking, which is an informational speech that she wrote herself, and she has to perform it. And they both entered into the duet together. And then Alexis did original oration, which is a speech, again, that she made up herself, and she has to try and convince somebody to change the status quo. And she also entered into extemporaneous speaking, which is you draw a subject and come up with a speech, and you have 20 minutes to prepare.
The Skagway DDF program started late this year, meaning the Panthers had less time to work on their pieces than the rest of the state. Baldwin says the students overcame that obstacle, though.
I think we did pretty well, actually. We did get off to a little bit of a slow start, and we had to work double time, and we had some people who were around for a while and then got sucked away by basketball, and which is really great for them. But then once we really got into it, we worked really hard, and some of the pieces, like the duet, was a little bit controversial because of the subject matter, and we didn't think we were going to place at all, so we were really excited about that piece. And then Brandy winning a placement in the expository speaking was excellent as well. She worked very hard, and she's a very eloquent speaker.
Haynes also competed in the duet category, as well as several others. The school brought 8 students to the state competition in Anchorage. Karen Meisner is their coach.
We did better than I expected, but not as well as I'd hoped. We're a really young team, mostly freshmen and sophomores. We had one junior and one senior with us. So we really didn't know what to expect going into it, and they all did really well. The highlight was Tia Haywood, who received second overall for her expository speech on chaos theory. Then we had a sophomore team of Brooke Sinaco and Esther Bauer, who did a duet titled Wake, and it came in third overall for state. So that was really exciting to see that final. And Chris Bowman came in second for speaker points for debate, which was pretty exciting because, unfortunately, neither of our debate teams managed to go on to finals. So it's usually pretty unusual to have somebody who didn't final still come in so high on speaker points.
Senior Hannah Hostetler performed a dramatic interpretation piece that was based on what she saw at Nationals last year. However, judges were looking for something else, says Meisner.
Hannah Hostetler, who is a senior this year, came in third for her dramatic interpretation, and we had really hoped for a better score for that because she'd really modeled her piece off of what we had seen last year at Nationals, seeing, you know, what sorts of pieces were going pretty far in the national contest. And apparently the Anchorage judges just didn't really like that style, or didn't like it as much, I should say. So that was a little bit of a disappointment. But then with the rest of the kids, they all came within 1 or 2 points of finaling. So they're really getting very good scores, which makes next year look like it'll be a really great year.
All teams at state compete together, no matter what size school they come from. Like meets in Skagway and Haynes, judges at state are community members and other coaches. The season is over for Haynes, except for a couple fundraisers, like the annual talent show later in the year.
You know, we had a really good time. It's a great team, and we've already got all kinds of pieces kind of pre-selected to try out for next year, so we're all looking forward to a really good season next year.
The season is not yet over for one individual performer, though, depending on funding for travel. Skagway's Brandy Mayo will be heading to the National Forensics League's national competition in Nebraska in the spring. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. If you ever miss a story, all our newscasts are online at khns.org. Just click on the Listen tab. Challenges have been mounting for higher education, especially in Alaska. Sheldon Jackson College in Sitka simply couldn't make a go of it. And Alaska Pacific University in Anchorage has approached the financial brink more than once. Now APU has a new president. Some Alaskans already know Dr. Don Bantz, and your chance is coming up on the next Talk of Alaska, Tuesday morning at 10 from APRN on KHNS.